As the political battle unfolds with the public service over these savings, it is worth remembering a couple of things, I think. As much heat as the government are taking over the so-called cuts, and to be honest, I'm not sure there's actually a great deal of heat at all outside of Wellington, it might be worth remembering that the previous government was the one who handed out all these jobs like there was no tomorrow. When you artificially stack the deck the way they did, you must in your heart of heart know that it can't last forever. So what the current government are doing is not heartless, but realistic. It was always going to happen. And if we were a little bit more honest about these things, we all knew it. Secondly, it has never ceased to amaze me just how much work people take on without ever really asking the question about its long-term viability. See, the media at the moment, as various trials and tribulations, is full of people who have been seemingly genuinely shocked that the department or the program that they're currently working for is closing, yet those of us from the outside looking in saw the writing on the wall months, if not in some cases, years ago. And that's before you get to the debate that I thought had been going on now for decades, and that is, a job is not for life, and hasn't been for ages. You will have many jobs. Jobs come and jobs go, along with boards and management and mergers and sales and floats and divestments and changes of direction. And then the bit that really hasn't been covered at all: have a look at how many of the jobs being cut in the public service at the moment are a combination of jobs that simply haven't been filled yet and jobs that will give you a check on the way out. Voluntary redundancy has been, and in this case is being, widely used. In other words, many of the people who are losing their jobs have stuck their hands up and said, yes, please, I'll take that deal. And I can tell you for nothing, getting paid to get out can be revelationary and uplifting. Doors open, opportunities arise, fresh perspectives become present. It might well be one of the best things that ever happened to you. As in most things in life, commentary we're currently seeing and hearing is very one-sided and needlessly emotive. Life is what you make it. The growth comes from the tough times, and not all tough times are as arduous as you might have thought.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.